We're holding the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom by the two dots. Hazoyre v'haboyre v'hatoichen v'amiraket. These are all different types of sifting and winnowing and separating the grain and the different soilus, the different things that you separate the havonim. Different ways of separating. One is with a pitchfork. One is with throwing in the air. One is with your hands. These are the different things that are separating, like boyre. Frek de Gemara, hainu zoyre, that's the same thing, threshing, hainu boyre, hainu meraket, all the same thing. Why are they separate? Why are they considered different of us? And for the Gemara, abaye v'rove da'am itavayu, kol milse da'ave b'mishkan, the fact that it was in the Mishkan, afagav de'ike de'damilo, even though they're very similar, choshiv lei. That's the reason. It's counted as one of the 39 melachas because it wasn't a Mishkan. Is it similar one to another? Absolutely. But it doesn't take away from the Shem Av. Hach da'ava b'mishkan, it was damilei, even though it's damilei, it's choshev, it's counted amongst the other melachas. Now, the yisoid of the melacha of these things are, we're going to get into the whole sugya of Berer now in this omit, but before we get into the sugya of Berer, the common denominator between these things are, is that all of them, you're separating one thing from another. Psoilus mitach oichol. That's called the Issa Berer. Rashi happens to say over here in the Dibah Maskam Rakin on the bottom, the Mafresh oichol min apsoilus, which you have to say is lav dafka because in the Maskonis of Gemara, everyone says oichol mitach psoilus is mutter if it's la'altes. So why would Rashi use that as an example? But Rashi means l'chayra that it's you're separating two items, and that's a common denominator between Zoyre Berer Toichin and Rakit. I'm sorry. Meraket. Teuchen is not part of that. That's the common item between Zoya, Boyer, and Meraket. Now, that is the Pashtus. The Yerushalmi is a Mechudish de Kadin, which is brought down in Ramah, in Shin Yutefs, B'Shem de Maril, that brings the Yerushalmi, that says that Zoya is not just the separation. Zoya is the separating and making it into small particles. That's what he calls Zoyra. Zoyra means separating into small particles. When you're threshing, you're separating into small particles. Like, and he says, because of that, you're not allowed to spit in the Ruach Mefazartoi. Ramo brings this. It's a Chiddush Lahalocha, because the Maaseh Mishabura says, that is not the Pshat that he says, Loi Motzinu, Loshon of the Bria Halocha is, Loi Motzinu Misha Choshesh Lekach. This is Yerushalmi. Even the Ramo brings it. Now, the Bialocha says, it is a big nafkamina because this means anytime you spray something, a spray, a humidifier, it's splitting into small chalokim. According to Rishalmi, that would be considered zayra. So the Bialocha brings the Alfa Menashe, the Menashe Me'ilya, Talmidei Hagro, Talmidei Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Talmidei Hagro, and from the contemporary Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he brings that the Pshat in the Rishalmi is that you're over on meleches havore dalad ames b'shus rabim. The chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that when you spit and the spittle travels with the ruach dalad ames, that's considered over mavi dalad ames, even though the ruach meseyatoi. That is what the Yerushalmi is saying. Not mitzad the issa zayra. That is, and it's raya to bring because fesh halacha moitzah chomes bePesach zayra mefar beruach. So we see that mefar beruach is not considered. Small particles would not be considered this as error. But Lamaisa Ayn Beramosh in Yutes, he brings this Yerushalmi. Zokti Gemara. So again, so if the spit wouldn't go for Amos, then there's no problem. But maybe you have to be worried when you spit, if it's in a public domain only, obviously in Rishas Rabim, that it shouldn't be when it's a windy day, that it might go for Amos. So the Gemara continues, Daf Ayn Daladom and Aleph, that anything that's in the Mishkan, even though it's Damulei, it's considered a separate melacha. And that's why Zoyra is one, Bura is one, and Meraket is one. Now, there are differences between them. They're very similar. One of them is the kash, the grain, that's Zoyra. One of them is Avonim, Bura is Avonim, and Meraket is the psalus from the Kemach. One of them is Aidei Ruach, that's Zoyra. One of them is Beyad, Bura is Beyad, and one of them is with a Kli. Meraket is with a Kli. So Mel, it's be'etzim different, but the Maaseh are similar, they counted the three of us. Frek de Gemara, v'lichshev nami koitesh, once you're counting things, even though they're similar, because they were in a Mishkan, koitesh is when you take chitin, you place it in the machteshes, and you remove the outer shell, which is called the bran. This is how you make, remove the whole wheat. And that's how you, that's also a separation. That's even more of a separation. The reason why it's not counted is because it's not the norm for an oni to do. A pauper can't afford to have non-whole wheat bread. Here it says that whole wheat bread is what an oni eats, because the bran to remove makes it not whole wheat. Today it's whole wheat is choshev. But the Gemara says, no, an oni eats it with the bran. He eats bran, whole wheat. So in Mela, it's not something that's common. So in Mela, it's not counted amongst the others. That's one teretz. Rav Omar, Homani Rebbe hi. The Omar, Ovis Melochas Aboim Chosrachas. We know that there's 39. V'i choshev koitish, havalei aboim. You can't go above the number 39. We know we had a pasuk before of Ela Advarim. Ela is Gematria 36, Lamed Hey Aleph, and Hadvarim is 3. Dvarim is 2, and the extra Hey is 1. It's 39. So we can't go above it. So in Mela, we know Chayt is not included. What's the Mela of putting in 3 similar burrs and leaving out Chayt? Put in Chayt and take out one of those. Ela Zakhtama Machmachmata Kabaya. Abayas teretz is that oni is oichel pita b'lechtisha, so chtisha is not part of the cheshbon and it's not counted. Zok di gemara, tonu rabbonon, hoy lefon of mini oichlin. Here comes the sugya of boirer. Hoy lefon of mini oichlin. If a person has, so there's different gesoys over here, Tosis brings right away, it's the gay late in the gemara also, there were in front of a person different types of food items. So, either the pshat is, you have 2 food items. Hoy lefon of shnei mine oichlin. That's one girsa. There were 2 food items in front of you, and you're taking one that you want, and the other that you don't want, that's also considered burr. Burr means that you take the psoilus, that which you don't want, from that which you do want, that's called burr. So if the pshat is, hoy lefon of mine oichlin without shnei mine oichlin, then the question is, that if you're taking the psoilus, the things that are not edible in that food item, that's called boirer, that's called separating. If your goyer is shnei mina oichlim, then the chiddush would be, the Tosfos says, even something that is edible, but if you don't eat it, for you, you're not eating it, that becomes psoilus too. We'll see the Tosfos shortly. Zok di ma'otan rabbonon, hoy lefon mina oichlim, boirer ve'oichel, boirer miniyach. You're allowed to eat, and you're allowed to leave over. Ve'lo yivgar, and then it says you're not allowed to be boirer. It's very cryptic. The Gemara is going to explain this statement. And the one that it says you're allowed to be buried for oichel, buried in niach, you're allowed to leave it over. And then it says if you did it, you're chayv chatos. Zok the Gemara, my comment. What's the Gemara saying? Oh my ula hachi comment. Buried of oichel, buried by yoim. You're allowed to be buried in oichel. You're allowed to separate and eat that same day. Uburim in niach, buried by yoim. You're allowed to separate and leave over as long as it's eaten that same day. You're not allowed to be burr to be miniach loitzer, to leave it for tomorrow. Vim bir, and if you did so, chayv chatos. You chayv chatos. Frek the Gemara maskul Rav Chisda, v'chimuta lefos lebei b'yoyim. What's the heter of the same day? If burr is an av melocha that's forbidden, so what should the same day suddenly become mutter? Are you allowed to cook and bake the same day? Are you allowed to do other melocha Shabbos the same day? What's his heter of the same day? Zok de Gemara, maskul Rav Chisda v'chimuta lefes lebei b'yom, chimuta levash lebei b'yom. You're not allowed to cook the same day. So what's the head of the same day? Elom Rav Chisda, boire v'oichel pochs mikashir. You're allowed to be boire if it's less than the shear. Everything has a shear, we said in Shabbos. So less than the shear, you're allowed to be boire. Boire meniach, you're allowed to leave over pochs mikashir. However, ukashir lo yivgar. And if you did it the shear, that's what we're explaining the Braisa now, then chayv chatos. On that, the Gemara is the same question. Master Rav Yosef, v'chimuta lefes pochs mikashir, are you allowed to cook less than a shear? V'chi, you're allowed to be mvashe less than a shear? V'chimuta lefes pochs mikashir? We don't find such a precedence anywhere else. The less than a shear should be muta. Rashi over here points out that even though there might not be chiyuv chatos less than a shear, but we know chatzi shear is also min haTorah for kabbas de yuma. So how could it say over here, l'chatchila yaladu, if it's a certain, you're saying the brisa to referring to l'chatchila muta by pochs mikashir, and many are medayek from this Rashi, this here we see a makor that chatzi shir also min haTorah, also by Issa Shabbos, because pashtas, Chatzis Shir is a din in Issa Achila. Issuri Achila Chatzis Shir is also min HaTorah. The Achshavei. But who says by Issuri Shabbos Chatzis Shir is also min HaTorah? Here we see clearly that Chatzis Shir is even not by Issuri Achila. Brought down in the Poskim, the Chacham Tzvi, in Shuvas, in Simon Pevov says, Chatzis Shir, Midaraisa is only also by Issa Achila, not by Issuri Shabbos. Others say that Shabbos is this might because it says in the Pasuk Ba'as Oysa, Shnaim Shasu is Potter, so he merely Chatzis Shir cannot be Chayiv either Midaraisa, or because it felt in Melech's Machsheves. But here we see clearly Rashi and other Rishonim also learned this, Chatzis Shir is also relevant by Shabbos. So, Hakoponim, you can learn the Braisa to be referring to, what's it called? It can be referring to that it's a Chatzis Shir, and that's why it's Mutter. And likewise, we said, it can't be that it's referring to Dafka Boy by Yoim, and that's why it's Mutter. But you're not allowed to be Mavasha Boy by Yoim. So what's the Pshat in the Braisa, the cryptic Braisa, that Bor is Mutter Lemeniach, and Bor is Chayv Chatas? Zog the Gemara. Elam Rav Yosef, Bor Rav Oichel Biyad. Bor Rav Meniach Biyad. You're allowed to be Bor and separate if you use your hands and not a utensil. Boyre umeniach biyad. If you leave over, it's allowed to be done by hand, with your hands. However, beknoinu betamchui, beknoinu betamchui is a type of utensil that it has like a pipe, a tzinur that's rochav on one side and cuts on the other side. And if you shake it, then you can separate that which sifts through it. It's not a regular sifter. It's a beknoinu betamchui. So then it's lo yivrar. It's not really a sift. It's not a unique utensil meant for separating. You utilize it to separate. So you're not allowed to do lechatchila v'imbira yipota. And that's the case of the braisa that says that yipota. Avol osa benapu v'kivra. But if you pot avol osa, then it's pot avol osa. U'benapu v'kivra. When you use a specific sifter that's meant for separating, then lo yivra v'imbira chayv chatos. That's the third part of the braisa chayv chatos. So again, the braisa that says that you're allowed to be borer v'oichel, borer meniach, v'lo yivra, in ala du l'chatchila, is talking about when you use a utensil. B'yad is mutter l'chatchila. Utensils also l'chatchila. But it's mutter be the evet. But a utensil that's meant for it, meaning benapa v'kivra, then lo yivra v'nubira yichai v'chatos. That's meanwhile the pshat in the Gemara right now. Now, Ramosh and Tshuva says that according to this, that a knoin and tamchui, even if it's not a sifter, but it's a utensil that you use to separate, so likewise, if a person uses a fork, so it could be, a kapon would be awesome mid rabbonon. If you're separating with a fork, it would be, even though it's not a sifter, it would be awesome mid rabbonon, because it's like a knoin and tamchui. He says, unless you're using the fork because you don't want your hands to get dirty. What's the purpose and the reason of the fork? Is the fork there to separate, or is the fork there to prevent yourself from getting dirty? Now, fact of cash on this, mask of Ramnuna, midi knoin with tamchui getoni. Don't say in the price over here, knoin and tamchui, that you're zetzing this ein, and that's when it's pota velosa. Elom Rav Yosef. Elom Rav Amnuna, I mean. And this is the Maskonos HaGemara, and this is how we paskin. Boire v'oichol, oichol mitach psoilis. When is it permissible to separate? When you're taking the food from the non-edibles. The oichol from psoilis, that is mutter. That's one. Boire meniach, oichol mitach psoilis. You're allowed to take it and leave it over too. As long as you're taking oichol from psoilis. Psoilus mitoch oichel, but if you take the psoilus, the unedibles, from the edibles, lo yivrar, that you're not allowed to. Vim birer, yichai v'chatos. And if you do it, yichai v'chatos, that is a melechas birer. Taking the psoilus, the norm that you would have done in the weekday, is remove the unedibles from the edibles, that is forbidden on Shabbos. That's called chai v'chatos. But oichel mitoch psoilus is mutter. Maskula abaya, the same similar kasha. Midi oichel b'tach psoilus katoni. Don't say in the brayso oichel b'tach psoilus that that's a zetzing in the ein. Elo ma baya. And we're explaining this further, this oichel b'tach psoilus. Boire v'oichel altar. It has to be done when you take the edibles right away. That you eat it. Not that you're leaving it over. It has to be done right away. Uboire v'niach la'altar. You can leave it over, but it has to be for right away. And that means for the same meal. For that meal that you're eating, that's called la'altar. Uleboy bayoim lo yivrar, but for the same day, for later in the day, not for the same meal, they nala be boyer. Vim birer, and if you did, nase kabor lo oitzer, it's as if you put it into storage, v'chayv chatos. Amru rabona kamele rova, omelu shapir oma nachmeni, abaya, called nachmeni, said very good, and that is takadadin. The Hainu, that the condition of Boyer has to be only Oichem Mitach Psoilus, it has to be Miyad, and it has to be Beyad. Like we said before, we're still keeping with that tonight. It can't be with the Kli. And that's the three conditions, La Halacha, and Lagavi Boyer. The way to remember it is Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Aleph is Oichem Mitach Psoilus, and not the opposite. Beis is Beyad, with your hand, and now with the Kli. And Gimel means Gleich in Yiddish. Gleich means right away. Miyad. So Aleph, Beis, Gimel. Oichem Tach Psoilus, Beyad, and Miyad. La Alter, that means. If the fork, or Moshe says, is in order that you shouldn't get dirty, that's called Beyad. That is called Beyad. That's what Moshe is Chiddush, because that's the purpose of the fork. Now, there's a lot of Nekudas about Boyer. It's a big sugya. We'll just talk out a few important Nekudas. The Bi'alocha brings in Shin Yutes Gimel a question from the Achronim, a Gevaldige Kasha. He says, every time you're Oivan Boyer, it's an Issa Chatos, because it's one of the Ovis Melochas. How could you be Chai V'Chatos for the Issa Boyer when you do it incorrectly? You take Psoilus Mitoch Oichel. How are you Chai V'Chatos? Psoilus Mitoch Oichel is a Melocha Shein Tzicha L'Gufa. You don't need the Gufa Psoilus. Every time you do a Melocha, it has to be Tzicha L'Gufa. Tzrich legufa means I need that which I'm doing. Hachoyfa guma ve'ena tzarech al afara is melach shein tzrich legufa. Why not chay v'chatos? Because I don't need the gufa guma. I need the offer. You only consider melach tzrich legufa when you need that which you're doing. I don't need the guma. I only need the offer. That's ena tzrich legufa. I don't need the mace. I just want it out of the house. That's called melach shein tzrich legufa. So here also, I don't need the psoilus. When I'm being buried, I'm taking psoilus from Oichel. I don't need the psoilus. So blibes melach shein tzrich legufa. As a effect to be halacha. So he says a gevaldig yisoid. He says that since this is the way to be mesakin the Oichel, the way you're prepping the food to make it edible is by removing the psoilus from the Oichel, so that gufa makes it melacha tzich legufa. Because it's the tikkun ha-maichel, that gufa makes it that it's a melacha tzich legufa. It's the oifen of tikkun ha-macholim. So that blibes melacha tzich legufa. Another big yisoid in Boyer is v'shtein tumas adeshen, that obviously it has to be dafka tairoivis. It has to be a mixture. Having items that are together, lined up together, or piled one on top of another, even if you're removing that which you don't want, that doesn't make it Boyer. It has to be me'ulav. It has to be tairoivis. It has to be a shame of a mixture. Things that are lined up in the closet, a bunch of shirts, and you take out one that you don't want, that's not called an irvuv, a tairoivis, a mixture, that will be considered Boyer. If a person wants to be machmir, it could be machmir. The stodim lahachmir. But medina, zok the tumas adeshen, it's not called bur because it's not a tarovis. Zok the gemara vaita, 15 lines from the bottom. Hoy lefon of shnei mina oichlim. If a person had in front of him two types of food items, ubire ve'ochel, ubire ve'heniach, and you mevare, you separated one, and you left it over. Ravashi masni potur, Rabbi Yirmi medifte masni chayev. Ravashi says you're potur, Rabbi Yirmi says you're chayev. Ravashi masti poter, fagmor vatoni chayev. So gmor loikash, it depends what you use. Ha beknoin v'tamchui. If you use this funnel, this kli that is rochev from one side and cuts from the other side, so then it's only potavel osur. Ha benapa v'kivra. When it's a specific sifter that's meant for sifting, so then taki yechayev v'chatos. Now, the gears of the Gemara is, Tosis points out right away, is hoy lefonov shnei mine oichlim. Two types of food items. That means that the Boyer Gufa is that one of the food items I don't like and one of them I do. And I remove the one that I don't like, so that would be considered the Issa Chiyuv Chatos if you're removing the one you don't want. So, Zokta Issa, so Elefon of Shnei Mina Oichlin, Garsinon, you go with Shnei Mina Oichlin, because the other gears would be, Hoy Elefon of Oichlin, if you have food and there's psoilus in the food. But the gears of Shnei Mina Oichlim is a bigger chiddush to say that even an edible like food can be considered psoilus klape you if you don't like it, if you don't want it. Zokteisus v'chem piyashrach the ba'oichlim itach oichel shaych breira. Even two food items, it's shaych breira. When shebera oisa she'ena chofetz lechol, when you remove the one that you don't want, mitach oisa she'oisa lechol, the one that you do want to eat. The oisa she'ena chofetz, the one you don't like, choshev psoilus legabei oisa she'chofetz lechol. It's considered psoilus, copy the one that you do want to eat. So that's the chiddush of the way Tosis learns up, that the Rach learns up, that even food can be considered psoilus, copy you, if you don't want it. Now, The Bialocha brings the Rambam, that the Medayik from the Rambam, that this din of two food items, that one could be a psoilus, is only if the second item you're not planning to eat and you taka don't like it. But if the second item is just a food item that you don't like as much as the first, and you're also going to eat it, just you're not going to eat it first, you're removing item number two. You're eating a salad with raisins. So you remove the raisins because you want to eat the salad. That doesn't mean you don't want to eat the raisins. If you're not planning to eat the raisins at all, that would be considered boyer psoilus mitach oichel, klapi you, I don't eat the raisins. But if I'm planning to eat the raisins, just not right away, I want to first remove away the raisins to get to the salad part, and then in a few minutes I'm going to eat the raisins. Avdem zok to be halacha, over here it would not be considered psoilus from the oichel, because it's only psoilus on something that you're not going to eat. Something that you're going to eat, just not right now, klapi that, it would not be considered psoilus. Even though right now, for me, it's psoilus. For me, I want to have the salad and not the raisins. But etzem, it can't be called psoilus because it's an edible. It can only be called psoilus if you don't eat it at all. But if you're going to eat it in a few minutes, that would not be considered psoilus mitoichel. Another chiddush, he says, when you have two macholim, even though one of them is not going to be eaten by you, and we refer to it as psoilus mitoch oichel, klapi you, it's called psoilus, but bibalt, it's not really psoilus, so you don't need the condition of miyad, because since it's not really a tarevus of psoilus and oichel, so this mechudish tik a psoilus, because it's really inedible, but for you it's called a psoilus, so for here, even if you don't eat it right away, it would not be considered the chisarna b'ra. Now the Beis Yosef says it doesn't mean that it could be from the morning till the night. It means it could be even after Gimel of Adalat Shoyis. So the truth is, the whole din of La'altar, the condition that we have, the three conditions of in order that it shouldn't be Boirer, if any one of them is missing, it's an Issa D'Raisa. But those three conditions that we have, the din of La'altar, La'oisa Suda is also called La'altar. That's the usual gather of La'altar. So over here we're saying a Chiddush that it can be even a few hours after that. Not from the morning to the night, but it can be even if it's not for Oysa Suda. Now, Toysa says in the Dibba Masach, Chimuta Lefers Pochus Mikashir, when the Gemara had a Havimina, that the Braisa that says that Pochus Mikashir is Mutter, so why would it be Mutter? We don't find Afi is Mutter Pochus Mikashir. Vametarit Salkadaitoch, the Pochus Mikashir have a Derech Achila. So Toysa, the Havimina was that Pochus Mikashir is called Derech Achila, meaning whenever something is derech achila, it's not called breira. This really big yisoid in breira too. And there's a tzad to say, the Bialocha brings, that even psoilus mitach oichel is mutter if it's derech achila. That means, when is psoilus mitach oichel mutter osur? When you're removing the psoilus, before you're eating it. But when it's derech achila to remove the psoilus, then it would not be considered breira. Derech achila is not considered breira. That would be a hetak upon him for derech achila, which is a yisoid, because if you put the fish in your mouth with the bones, so derech achila, I can remove the psoilus from the oichel. That's the oifen of eating. It's derech achilosai. The question is, when does that start? When it's in your mouth, when it's in the airspace of your mouth, when it's about to go in your mouth, when is the gather of derech achila while you're eating, that over there there's a tzad, that it will be mutter, and even derech achila, and even psoilus mitach oichel, there's a tzad he brings, that it will be mutter. Toysin diba maschel, boir va oichel, boir mitach psoilus, zog toysis, Mashma the oichel mitach psoilus ain't derech breir b'kach. Meaning, what's called breirer when you take psoilus from oichel? But oichel from psoilus is not derech breirer. Fraktoy sakasha state in perik toilin in daf kuf lamet ches, ma adagash a breirer is breirer oichel mitach psoilus. So we see clearly that even oichel mitach psoilus is called breirer. Zoktoy sa big yisoid v'yesh loymar. When is oichel mitach psoilus considered breirer? The hosom be psoilus meruba ala oichel. When the psoilus is the majority and the oichel is the minority, so taking the minority is the derech, what you do in the choil. What do you do in the weekday when you have something in your food which is psoilus? The minority psoilus you remove. So that's the derech. That's why it's called burr. Burr means removing the psoilus, which is usually the minority in the edible majority of oichel. Zok Tosis, if the oichel is the minority and the psoilus is the majority, then it would be also even to remove oichel mitach psoilus. Because the mice are removing the minority from the majority. That's a big chiddush in Tosis, because it would end up being, it's not so common be'etzim, because what food item are you eating that is a minority edible and majority unedible? So it's not common at all to have a majority of psoilus that now taking the oichel will be considered oichel, which would be considered oichel the minority. Maybe when you have toys that are me'uriv, it's maybe possible. Toys that are real tarovis, and you want to take now the toy, which is the minority that for you is usable, and the other ones are not usable, so that would be considered taking the minority of non-psoilus, and that would be the toys that would come in. So a couple of them, Zakhtayis the Teretz, that we eshloimar the hosam of psoilus meruba lo oichel, have a oichel mitach psoilus derech breira, even the oichel from the psoilus would be derech breira. So this is a chiddush din that Tosa says la halacha. It's not brought down in the la halacha as one of the conditions of berur. Otherwise, you would have to make sure and look at the amount of oichel copy the psoilus and look at the volume to see that what you're being berur is not the minority. Zog the Gemara ki osa Rav Dimi Omar Shabbat et Rav Bibi Havoi. It was the Shabbos of Rav Bibi. Zog Drashi. He was serving. He was Meshamesh Talmidim. Ve'ikli Reb Ami Reb Asi. Reb Ami Reb Asi came. Ve'shodi Kamayu. And he threw at them a kilkel of the pera, a basket full of peras. And he didn't want to separate the food from the olin and to serve them directly separated fruits. But rather, he threw the whole thing in front of them for them to take out on their own. So Rashi, Ela Shotchon, he spread it out. Veheim Noitlin Veoichlin, Uveshetuach Zeh, Nifrash Oichem Elov. On its own it got separated. He didn't want to do the Maisa Breira. So the Gemara says, why would this be a Breira? Oichem Tech Pselis is not Breira. Zog the Gemara, Veloya Danam, I wasn't sure, Imishum Desova Oichem Tech Pselis Osa, even Oichem from Pselis is Osa. And that's why he did it indirectly without taking it out himself, but rather Shotach, and Me'elov the Oichel was separated. Oimishum, it's because of Ayin Yofu de Gemachavin. He wanted to serve them a Ayin Yofu de portion. Not that they should feel that they're only getting a small, stingy amount. He said, here's the whole basket. Take as much as you want. So that's why he didn't separate it. He saw that it was served in a manner that he didn't separate the Oichem from the Psoilus. Why not? Oichem to Psoilus is not Osir. So either he held that it's Osir, or because he wanted to give them Ayin Yofu. And that was the suffix of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara Chizki Omar. If someone separates turmisim, a turmisim are a dish that you cook numerous times, and you remove the turmisim from the psoilus, from the shell, chayev. Haboyre turmisim mitoch psoilus shalom chayev. Zog drashi, la'achas shalkan, after you cooked it, you borrow the oichel from the klipa. So why are you chayev? It's oichel mitoch psoilus. Can you deduce from here that he holds that oich from psalis is also also? Zogdemo, no, there's no raya. Shiny to miss him. Daf ein dalad omet beis. The shalkele shiva zimni. Since you cook it 7 times. V'iloi shaklile. And if you're not going to remove it now that it was cooked 7 times, misrich. It will get spoiled very quickly because it was cooked so many times and overcooked 7 times. So if you don't remove it, it gets spoiled. So maybe you look at it as psoilus mitach oichel. Even the edible, even the turmisim from the klipa would be considered psoilus mitach oichel because since if you don't remove it right away after it was cooked 7 times, it's nisrach, it gets spoiled. So Mela look at it now already as psoilus mitach oichel, and it would be forbidden to be taken out. Not because he holds oichel mitach psoilus is also. This is like psoilus because it's going to spoil and it's going to rot if you don't remove it. So that's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi is geres, the gersa of v'iloi shaklilei. If you're not going to remove it, then it's going to spoil. Now, even though right now it's oichel, but we consider it already today psoilus because it will turn into spoiled. Turmisim, if you don't remove it. Then Rashi brings another pshat, second girsa, and his girsa is not v'iloi shakli if you don't remove the turmisim, but rather v'iloi shalkiluhu. If you're not going to cook it 7 times, then it's going to spoil, because some of the turmisim need 7 times to be cooked. And if you don't cook them 7 times, they get spoiled. Other ones, it's sufficient if you cook them 2 or 3 times. So the ones that need to be cooked 7 times, if you don't cook them 7 times and you stop after 2 or 3, then they're going to spoil. So in Mela, it's considered psoilus mitach oichel domi. It's already considered psoilus because if you're not going to cook it, because some of them already are done after 2 or 3. And the ones that are not done, those are going to spoil if you're not shalkilei. The third gears of Rashi brings another pshat. Rabbeinu Halevi goes ishkilale. If you remove it, then misrich. Because since it's cooked seven times, so it's very soft and very, very delicate. So as soon as you pick it up, it's misrach. It gets spoiled. Bavasachas, as soon as you lift it and take it, it becomes psoilus. So the question was, to misin is oichel. Why should oichel mitach kliposim be also? It's oichel mitach psoilus. Teretz says, because they cooked seven times, they're so delicate that ishakilei, if you take them, it becomes rather a misrach and it becomes psoilus mitach oichel. It turns into psoilus mitach oichel, and that's why it's also. We'll stop over here, the top of the Ayin Dalet, Omid Beis, on the top of the Omid.